Module 6, the EO process as we begin, otherwise known as the emptiness process. I remember studying with a few meditation masters back in, well, let's just say about 15, 20 years ago. And they would say, okay, now let's empty ourselves. Let's go into the emptiness. And I'd be like, how do you do that? And I asked one of these masters, and he was really good at what he does. He says, I just go into the emptiness. I'm thinking, well, how? How do you do it? Until finally one day, it just kind of dawned on me. I was working with another really good teacher friend in Hawaii, and I noticed how he did it. I felt how he did it. And I asked him, can you teach us in the group how to do that? He goes, I don't know how to teach you. I just do it. He says, Paul, why don't you teach it to the group? And I said, for a moment, I didn't feel worthy. And then for an instant, I felt, wait a minute, this is a wonderful moment. He said, you know process so well. Go ahead. I looked around the room. Everyone said, yeah. I said, okay. So I took everyone through this process. And we all came out of the process. And this guy looked at me, and he was a master at it. He looked at me, he goes, oh my God. He says, I've never been so deep in my whole life. That was brilliant. I went, wow. And it floored me. So I call it the EO process because it is the highest of the high in Hawaiian tradition. It's like the sun in the sky. So it's real simple. It's like a five-step process. And your intent is the key. And I've got this in a separate PDF that I'll have in the Resource Center posted. It's so powerful and yet so simple. Begin by closing your eyes and take a deep cleansing breath. Now set your intent. I now let go and enter into the silence. I now let go and enter into the silence. Now, continue breathing and notice how you feel. And now, even if your mind doesn't know how, allow yourself to feel the emptiness, the quietness, the stillness within. Even if your mind doesn't know how, you go to your heart already knows, I'm now in the emptiness. I now empty myself of all thoughts. And place your intent down in your heart and in your solar plexus, and just breathe. Let go of the mind. Now, this may take a little practice. Here's a hint about how to do this practice. If you've ever experienced a Kundalini moment, it helps. If you haven't, don't worry about that, because the first time you feel it, you'll go, oh, pretty cool. So, many years ago, I was reading a fitness magazine, and a bodybuilder guy was saying how he does something like this, and I went, wow, what's he talking about? He said, I pretend like I'm just about to get up, but I don't get up. In other words, he's about to activate his abdominal muscles, but he doesn't get up. Now, I want you to imagine that in your mind right now. And if you need to turn off this audio to press the pause button, please do so, because this could be one of those game changers for you. Imagine you're just about to move forward if you're sitting in a chair, or if you're lying down, imagine that you're just about to get up, but you don't. It's not the muscles that move, it's the intent that impels the muscle. That you don't fully move. It's just that first step. You're going to feel a little bit of a feeling coming up in your belly. Now, that's what I begin to do when I go into the emptiness. But then I just let go. It comes up, and then I let go. And play with this for a while. This could yield genius in your life. So ask yourself, where am I at now? You know, in terms of the scale of emptiness. If you muscle test, you can test this. You know, if 10 is the strongest of being in the emptiness. I'm at a 5 or greater, 7 or greater. If you don't muscle test, don't worry about it. Just use your feeling, your intuition. And if you're not at 0, don't worry about that. If you're not at a 10, in other words, then continue breathing and just allow yourself to just empty yourself. This may take a while. This could be the best kind of meditation you've ever done. I do it with a lot of frequency, and I can do it in the middle of my day now. I can do it in the mornings before I get out of bed. It is so incredibly helpful with all the stresses of our days today. Once you feel even a glimpse of that emptiness, the creator force is free to give you the unfiltered divine wisdom that inspires you and serves all, not just yourself. How profound this can be for all of us. So, let's go a little deeper now. Breathe and state, I now let infinity flow through me. Even if I don't know how. And just breathe. And just allow yourself to feel. As you practice this process each day, you'll gain new insights on how to do it and the gifts that it gives you. I call it the EO process. May it provide you solace, insight, wonder, and just beautiful, beautiful results in your life. So, I had mentioned we're going to go a little further with the power of the heart. And let's tap into what the heart's essence is all about. Now that we've done a few of these processes now, we've done the serenity breath in this class. We've done the EO process, the emptiness process, in other words. Now, it helps us get into the heart even more because now the mind isn't in charge. It knows it doesn't have to be in charge. So even if my mind wants to be in charge, I choose to be grounded in my body and my heart. Even if my mind is distracted and says there's something else better to do or I'm anxious, I choose to remain centered and grounded. And we're going to do a little exercise now that, frankly, could be another game changer for you. And it is unbelievably simple and powerful at the same time. And this is centering your heart. So this experience is allowing you to hold two differing thoughts, things that may look like polarities, in other words, something that creates friction in your life. So I want you to think of something that you want to create that for whatever reason you haven't been able to, or a challenge in your life. Don't pick a huge one. Pick something that's a little simpler to medium. Don't pick it something intense. Simple to medium. The simpler the better. So you can get a sense of how this works, and you can come back and practice it again. Okay? And again, if you need to take some time, you can pause this recording and come back to it. So, what I invite you to do is think of that challenge, and now think of its opposite. In other words, that it's dissolved, or it's better, or it's clear, whatever it might be. So our example before was stuck and flow. Now, what I invite you to do is hold both those states, not just in your mind, but in your heart. Your heart knows no opposites. Now, this may not come right away. I found that I needed to practice this a fair amount until I started getting it. This allows you to think multidimensionally, as we spoke about in our first modules. As you begin to let go more and more, your three-dimensional mind, which believes in opposites, which is based on opposites, begins to release, and you start creating new neural networks, new levels of intelligence and wisdom within yourself. They're not just ideas anymore. It's not knowledge. When you know it, it's wisdom. When you study it, it's belief. When you practice it and then experience it, it becomes known. It becomes part of who you are and your wisdom. When you allow the two emotions of stuckness and flow in the example we just used to exist in the same space like two poles of a magnet, you're creating a magnetic field. This is absolutely incredibly powerful. You'll be able to feel this field, and you can command at zero point and wait a little bit. In other words, you'll command, even if I don't know how, I choose to allow these two emotions to coexist. They don't need to come together. But as we spoke about before, you want to access the negative pole because there is so much energy that's being drained into that negative emotion otherwise. The field that you'll feel as a result of those poles coexisting is the vibration of zero point. And this is what we are ready for. This is what we deserve as beings on this planet. This could take you more than a couple days to understand or get. Don't worry about it. Let it go. You don't have to trust me to say this is one of the most powerful exercises ever created on the planet. I feel lucky that I discovered it through this teacher, Kishori Aird, up in Canada. I give credit to her for it coming into her, for her downloading it. And I have practiced a lot of its alternates, its possibilities, its permutations ever since I first learned it from her. When you can maintain the tension of those two opposing forces, after a while, and as you continue to let go through your heart, and that is the key. Your heart just keeps blooming, keeps opening. Even if you feel vulnerabilities, you still feel grounded. Even if you begin to feel raw, you still feel connected. Even if you don't know how, you choose to allow the wisdom to come through you. So your heart is your center. Your heart is your guide. Your heart is your essence. It's where your soul resides and parks itself, so to speak. In these vulnerabilities, this is the other part that gets really cool, is where you've left some very, very sacred parts of yourself, and maybe you forgot about them. Maybe you purposely forgot about them. And when you realize that these vulnerabilities are little markers, they're little messages from your inner self, could be your child self, that want to come to the surface and become part of your power here in this third dimensional world. So let's say it's an inner child part of you. Let's say it's a part of you that has felt hurt in whatever way. Could be abuse. It could be misunderstanding. It could be that you were disappointed by somebody. When you choose to express the emotion of that hurt while staying with your intent of moving forward or being centered, you reclaim the energy that you lost by allowing that feeling to run habitually without any conscious awareness or intent to bring it to the surface. So the more you practice, even if you feel vulnerable, even if you feel like nothing else is working in your life, really look and ask yourself, is that really true? Or is that just the mind making up that story in this moment about that problem that you're experiencing? Yeah. Yep. If you're really truthful with yourself, you'll notice that the mind glosses over stuff, it generalizes, and it says, life isn't fair. Except for the fact that it's been fair to you a gazillion other times to allow the miracle of who you are to even exist, to allow you to breathe, to get up in the morning with two able feet and a body that works and a heart that beats perfectly, and God knows how many other wonderful things in your life, until, of course, the ego steps in and says, life just isn't working, it's not fair, because we chose to have a bad day, and what I call an incubation day, some downtime, so you can kind of step back and get some reconciliation within yourself to make peace with yourself and the emotions you feel within. And the empathy that we referred to in the first class that we can send out to others, you first do it for yourself. The compassion for yourself and the self-love, which I had to do a lot after Susan passed away. Oh my God, I could not believe how often I had to practice self-love at zero point just to get my game back on again. My business was just crushed, and I think I've told you that before. So just to be okay to be like walking around during the day and not have my mind completely distracted by whatever reasons why she left the planet, etc. I did these processes, living in the present moment at zero point, balancing the polarities. And I had some other cool stuff at my side. Yes, of course, I had some great essential oils and I had some great teachers as well. But I'm talking about when I was on my own, it was just me, a couple of books, I had a couple of essential oils. We'll talk about that in another session. And that helped me stay centered in the present moment. I didn't fall back into the past. I didn't try to think about what's going to happen tomorrow. And I just came back to who I am. And you can do it too. All of us can, because the seed is within us and it's in our heart. To some extent, it might be in the mind, but that's if you've practiced in the past, or maybe in a past lifetime, or in a parallel universe.